USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Colonial Pipeline has returned to partial operations following a cyber attack that choked gas supplies for the eastern United States for days. In a statement, the pipeline operator said some markets served by Colonial Pipeline may experience or continue to experience intermittent service interruptions during the startup period. President Biden on Monday says he needs to talk with Russian President Putin before laying down blame.
I'm going to be meeting with President Putin, although there's evidence that the actor's ransomware is in Russia. They have some responsibility to deal with this.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine wants to pay Ohioans to get vaccinated. Starting next Wednesday, adults who have received at least one dose of the vaccine may enter a $1 million lottery every week for 5 weeks, paid for by federal stimulus money.
Those who are not vaccinated remain prey to this virus.
Kids under 18 have a chance to win a four-year scholarship. USA Radio News.
All right, is that a Q2 or Q3 expense?
Dwayne's CPA went MIA.
W-9.
To keep his books and his sanity, he needs to find a replacement ASAP.
Hey, Johnny, have you ever heard of a fungible good?
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure, it tastes so good, I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The suspected Times Square shooter over the weekend has been apprehended in Florida. Tim Berg reports.
The Times Square shooting suspect is in custody in Florida. NYPD Chief of Detectives James Essick explains 31-year-old Farrakhan Muhammad was arrested by U.S. Marshals in the northern part of the state.
In a McDonald's parking lot in Stark, Florida, just outside of Jacksonville. Mr. Muhammad was with a female who we believe to be his girlfriend, and he was taken into custody without incident.
Muhammad is accused of opening fire in Times Square last weekend. The shooting wounded two women and a four-year-old girl. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Farrakhan Muhammad tells WCJB in Gainesville, Florida, he doesn't even know what's going on.
I don't know. I still don't know nothing of nothing.
Christine Vergara, his girlfriend, was arrested with him. She lives in Jacksonville, Florida. Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
After Russian hackers essentially shut down the Colonial Pipeline, supplying the East Coast with nearly half their energy needs, the Biden administration says pipelines are the best way to move energy. Secretary of Energy Jennifer Granholm.
This is why we have doubled down on ensuring that there's an ability to truck oil in, gas in, but the pipe is the best way to go.
So why did the Biden administration cancel the XL pipeline? Laid off XL pipeline worker Neil Crabtree tells Fox News more greenhouse gases are being pumped into the atmosphere because diesel engines and trains are now moving the energy.
I mean, it's kind of gratifying to finally hear the administration admit what we've known to be common sense for quite a while now, that when they canceled that Keystone Pipeline, it made no sense to us because the oil was already coming into the country by rail. I argue with a lot of people all the time that we're happy that this Keystone was canceled. They think it was a win for the environment, but I always have to point out to them, no, the oil's still coming into this country. We're just doing it by rail.
The Keystone XL pipeline had secured most of its funding. It was only 8% constructed when President Biden's executive order shut down construction and in turn caused thousands of union workers to lose their jobs. An official with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced more than 24 total blood clot cases in individuals who received the Johnson & Johnson one-shot COVID-19 vaccine out of 8.7 million recipients. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.